Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Sudan's former first vice president Riek Machar has fled to neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. Here is UN spokesman Farhan Haq.
We can confirm that an operation was undertaken by MONUSCO on humanitarian grounds to facilitate the extraction of Riek Machar, his wife, and 10 others from a location in the DRC in support of the DRC authorities.
Machar had been hiding in since early July following clashes between his supporters and government troops in South Sudan's capital, Juba, that left more than 300 people dead. Russian General Prosecutor's Office has added two U.S.-based non-governmental organizations to its list of foreign NGOs whose activities are deemed undesirable in Russia. The office says the work of the International Republican Institute and the Media Development Investment Fund poses a threat to Russia's constitution and security. The IRI says its programs encourage democracy. The MDIF provides assistance to independent news and information businesses. Twitter says during the last 6 months it has suspended 235,000 accounts for promoting terrorism. The company says that brings the total number of suspensions to 360,000 since the middle of 2015. The Obama administration says a $400 million cash payment to Iran 7 months ago was contingent on the release of a group of American prisoners. It is the first time the U.S. government has so clearly linked the two events. State Department spokesman emphasized the negotiations to return the Iranian money were conducted separately from the talks. This is VOA News.